Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Alonzo and Paula each have 2. Adam has 3.
We have flipped a coin. Paula has elected to go second. That means, Alonzo, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in that blank. This week, the IOC banned the entire team from blank from participating in the Paralympic Games.
Russia.
Right. On Tuesday, a federal judge upheld the 14-year sentence of former Illinois governor blank.
What was that guy's name?
We cannot forget.
It was something like Balagovich. Or...
That's good enough. Oh, wow. Yeah, this week, a train in Iowa derailed and crashed into blank.
In Iowa?
Uh-huh.
It'd have to be corn.
No, the train... derailed and crashed into a bar called Derailed following they were asking for it following a computer error. Blank was forced to cancel over 2,000 flights across the country.
Delta.
Right. On Friday, 14-time All-Star Blank played his last game for the New York Yankees.
A-Rod.
Right. This week, customs officials in China caught a man attempting to sneak his pet turtle onto a plane by disguising it as a blank.
Child?
No, as a hamburger.
I think that's pretty clever.
According to the official report, customs officials knew that something was up when they x-rayed the man's KFC bag and noticed some odd protrusions sticking out of his hamburger. When they asked to inspect his luggage, the man said, and this is what he actually said, it is, quote, there's no turtle in there, just a hamburger. There's nothing special to see inside.
Wow.
Well, the man...
I think the execution might not have been as good as the plan.
It's true. Bill, How did Alonzo do in our quiz?
Well, Alonzo got 4 right, 8 more points, 10 total, and he's in the lead.
All right, Paula, you are up next. Fill in the blank, Paula. This week, Hillary Clinton called on Congress to approve emergency funding to fight blank.
Zika.
Right, after a scathing report from the Justice Department was released on Wednesday, 6 police officials in blank were fired.
Baltimore.
Right, this week, the federal government affirmed its prohibition on using blank for medical purposes.
Pot.
Right. Police in Toronto arrested a man for both public intoxication and an outstanding warrant after he blanked.
Ooh. I don't know.
Confused a cop car for a taxi and climbed into the back seat.
I knew that!
During the first round of matches on Sunday, the Blank sisters were knocked out of the doubles tennis competition.
Williams.
Right, Williams. This week, department store chain Blank announced it was closing down 15% of its nationwide stores.
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe Macy's?
Yes, Macy's. A Wisconsin man who posted a Craigslist ad searching for his lost prosthetic leg had his prayers answered after it was recovered from blank.
The water in Brazil.
No, from a beaver dam.
Oh.
According to the ad, Mark Warner lost his prosthetic limb when his boat tipped over during a fishing trip. He was sure it was gone for good, but several weeks later, 2 canoers called to say they had found the leg 3 miles away sticking out of a beaver dam.
Mark Beavers are like sharks. They don't want to work that hard if they don't have to. They see the boat go by, they're like, let's tip that thing and take the leg.
So it was great. So Mark got his leg back. The canoers got a reward. It was great for everybody but the beaver, who was caught in a lie when he told his friends he'd ripped a guy's leg off to build his dam. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
She got 5 right. That means she has 10 more points, and she has the lead with 12.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
So how many, then, does Adam need to win?
Adam needs 5 to win.
Here we go. This is for the game, Adam, fill in the blank. This week, the watchdog group Judicial Watch released 165 additional pages of blank's emails.
Hillary's.
Yes. On Wednesday, a Virginia man was arrested for attempting to scale blank.
Trump Tower.
Right. On Thursday, pro-government militias in Libya retook the city of Sirte from blank.
ISIS.
Right. For the second time in as many months, a British wildlife hospital cared for a seagull that had blanked.
Flown into the wildlife hospital.
No, turned orange after falling into a vat of curry.
Oh, that'll happen.
On Thursday, the gold medal in the women's gymnastics all around went to American blank.
Simone Biles.
That's her name. On Thursday, blank announced she was stepping down as editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post.
Arianna Huffington.
Yes, on Sunday, a man named Enzo Lefort made the news when he dropped his cell phone while blanking.
Swimming the 400-meter backstroke.
You're so close. He was actually fencing in the Rio Olympics.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. He was halfway through a fencing match on Sunday when he tried to avoid an attack. He caused his cell phone to fall out of the pocket of his uniform and skitter away. It was just like when you accidentally drop your phone into the toilet, except this is the floor of the Rio Olympics, so it's much more disgusting.
What call?
Yeah, I know.
What call is that important that you're fencing for a gold medal and you're like, I better keep my phone with
me? Yeah, I know.
Me.
It's like... Oh, excuse me, I got a call. Hello, yeah, no, nothing, just fencing.
You know, Alonzo, I got to say, these are fencers. It was probably for a job interview.
Bill, did Adam do well enough to win?
He got 5 right. He needed 5, 10 more points, 13, and the winner this week.
Congratulations. Yeah, thank you.